You're listening to the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Motor Mouths, what's up, boys?
Firstly, I want to express the great pleasure I take in knowing these two men.
Motor Mouth!
Yeah, Rob, you called an automotive talk show.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
You want to talk about car complaints.
Our trained staff of two will help.
And they know if you're doing a certain activity, whether it's motorcycling, you're under a car, you're humping.
What would a Thursday or Sunday be without you guys?
Oh, there must be something wrong with my car.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
You know what scares me? Everybody that calls you know.
Are we on the air?
It's like, are these all cousins or something?
Okay, listen, don't you guys know I have the answers to everything?
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
I just want to call and say, very good show, very cool, those guys on there.
Motor Mouth!
I was told the importance of my bolts, and where do they go?
Somehow that sounds pornographic.
I think there's smoke coming out of my headphones.
I'm enjoying the conversation, listening to you guys.
I drive junk now. It's much better.
Are you the young man that used to fix the cars in the driveway in Brooklyn?
Somebody will call about God knows what, and you see the wheels turning around, go, oh, yeah. You do this, you do that, you go down to the deli, you make a sandwich, you come back, it's fixed.
So you guys have a great team. I have heard you guys before. You have a lot of fun. You seem to enjoy what you're doing.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth!
This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motor Mouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
Alrighty, we don't insult your intelligence with those catchy slogans or those noisy sound effects. We insult your intelligence with sound automotive advice. We're Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show right here on Long Island. I'm Chris Switzer. And, of course, here's a man who sings Hot Fun in the Summertime right in the middle of October. He'll tell you all about it right from behind the shop bench. There's Ray Guarino. How are you, my brother?
Good, Chris, because as an aside from the summertime, this is my favorite time of the year.
Yes, I know. It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
30 degrees out there, young man.
It's not that
cold. The heck is wrong with you?
Nah.
I need a scarf.
It's motorcycle weather.
I need flannel undies, for crying out loud. Things get cold, you know.
What, you ripped the ones you were wearing in the summer? The only guy I know wears heated long johns in July.
You give me cotton socks, young man, right now. I'll take those cotton socks in 90-degree weather. Nothing worse than your feet being cold. I don't care what anyone says.
You're right.
I'm a cranky son of a gun, and my feet are cold.
That happened to me this morning, so I'll agree with you.
You had the feet sticking out of the blanket again?
No, right? I was sitting at the table reading the paper, going to have some breakfast, and my wife had let the dog out the back door, and when he came back in, she was so used to from the summer leaving the door open, the sliding door open a bit. It was open about a foot, and all of a sudden, I'm like, damn, why are my feet so cold? I'm like, the damn door is open. Close the door. And then I actually put socks on, so.
Very good. Well, we got a studio full of knowledge today, don't we?
We sure do. We have Kilowatt Kevin in from his, instead of driving around the byways and highways of Long Island this weekend, he's got the high distance mileage award. We got him in the studio with his son, Chris. Chris, the car aficionado himself.
Yes. What's up, guys? How are you? Good to see you both.
How you doing?
Good to be here.
Very cool. Talk into the microphone, Kev.
Talking into the mic. How's that? Better?
Much better.
Speaking into the mic.
Crisp, clear tones. Yeah, the mic tends to run away from you
I
in
guess
the studio.
I'll have to hold it.
We have an auspicious occasion. You know, the guys, our friend Billy Velvet and Gasser Steve.
I've heard of them, yes.
Car Show Kenny and all of those guys, the Whitestone crew.
Right.
They were all going to go out to the Atlantic Chevrolet show today because they had registered for it. That's Lycoa, my friend Tom's club, Long Island Car Veterans Association.
Right.
And it's the rain date today. The show was last weekend, but it was bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all going to go out. And then Steve, who's gone to so many car shows this summer, his car showed out. And now we're into the fall, and he wants to start his next car build, but he's still got car shows to do.
Right.
And he called Billy.
Well, Steve is a celebrity nowadays,
Wherever he goes.
I mean, the guy is, they roll out the carpet, the trumpets, the whole shebang. So what happened?
Soon to be a feature in Full Throttle magazine with this write-up as his...
No way!
As his byline.
That's awesome.
So Steve called up Billy Velvet and said, hey, Billy, he goes, you know, do we want to drive 50 miles to go to Bayshore to do the show, or do we want to go like 5 miles? This is a show in Kevin's old stomping grounds, Forest Park,
okay,
up in Woodhaven.
Right.
So they decide, yeah, let's go to Queens. So the whole crew now is going to Queens, so that's where we're going after the show. We're going to go to Kevin's old stomping ground and up on Forest Park Drive there.
That sounds cool.
The new Bandshell parking lot.
Yes.
It's going to be a quick hit and run. The show's only on until 3. So we're going to get there, turn around, and leave.
Well, but, well, as long as you make the appearance, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I see you're wearing the Motormouth Radio t-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
And you can see it, too, because we're on VaughnLive.tv/Motormouth Radio. So check out Ray's shirt and see if he's wearing pants or not. Or
and
shoes.
We'll give our friends, our guys here, a chance to answer the question of the day. You know, we kind of do this. We do a question every now and again. And I usually do it on Thursdays, not Sunday. But I've been saving this one.
What's the prize?
Accolades from your peers.
Okay. You won't have to walk home from Forest Park.
Thank you. Maybe walking home from here instead.
Yeah, right, right. No, this was one I got off of TV. I get my questions from a lot of other places. This one came from watching TV. The question is, what car that was sold in the 1970s, because that's the only good shows I watch are from the 70s, was marketed as the little car that does everything well? And I'll give you a hint. Things didn't turn out that way on the street for this car. And this was given away on one of the game shows that I watched.
I could think of one, but...
The
70s.
It was from the 70s.
Yeah, I wasn't even born.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know cars, Chris.
Let me throw the game out there. Is it a Ford?
No, it's not.
Not a Ford.
No.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. We'll have people call in and see what they...
The little car that does everything well.
That's what the announcer... That was the line that he always used for this car.
I think...
Now, I don't know if that was an official...
Right.
Tagline or not by the manufacturer, it may have been because the announcers would just say what they were told.
Right.
I got
wow.
an idea. Yeah, let the people call in.
I think the phone is ringing, right?
Headphones on, boys.
Don the headphones. We're going to the phones. We're going to the fun. And we're going
to
say hi. You're on
to
the
dial tone.
All righty. 516-572-7440. If you know the answer to Ray's question, the little car that, what was that again? The little car that did what?
Yes.
It was marketed as the little car that does everything well.
That does everything well.
They give it away on Let's Make a Deal all the time, correct?
That's right.
Yes.
That's the show
that
I was watching, is Let's
choice,
Make a Deal.
Yes.
Now, they did give away, I'll tell you, they did cover Chevys, Fords,
yes. Yeah.
Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs, a lot of Pontiacs,
right.
A lot of nice GTOs. I don't remember seeing too many Plymouths or Dodges.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But it was the GM brands. Well, Caddies, they did give away Caddies.
Really?
$9,000 Coupe de Ville.
Right.
Yeah. No, really. A lot
That's
of Caddies.
Once in a while when all the other times they give away the economy cars.
The real big deal is when they give away the motorhome. And to pull that new motorhome,
yes.
A 1974 Coupe de Ville. Like, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
But we didn't give you the trailer package. That's up to you.
But that is good. I like that link that you sent me, too. Let's Make a Deal. We're looking at all the cars that they gave away.
Right.
And it just brings me back to my youth.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Seeing those cars.
Well, the funny thing was Chrysler was pretty much hand-in-hand with Quinn Martin Productions, because every show on that Quinn Martin produced, I think, was cars were provided by the Chrysler Corporation. Either that or it was the...
Mercury's, too, right?
Oh, Mercury's, too?
Yeah,
Mercury's,
too.
Like Hawaii 5-0.
Well, they get contracts.
Barnaby Jones and all those other ones.
Yeah.
He was at the big Fords.
That's
big
true.
Mercs, yes.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, good morning. I'm watching you guys. You always show the better side to that camera.
Which side?
That.
Oh, that the back side, right?
Oh, no, turn around. You're scaring me now.
What's up, Bronk? How are you, brother?
Oh, good. Just getting my day off and running. Have a little play time. We're going to play with a Mini Cooper today. Never had the opportunity to play with one of those things. So
good luck trying to get your hands in the hood there.
Joe just got the answer right to the question.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What was that?
Joe just got the answer right to the question.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, I'm going to take a wild guess at Ray's question.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to say the Chevy Vega.
That's correct. And Joe D. had just gotten through on a text before you did, so... yeah, that was it. The Chevy Vega. That's why my hint was things didn't always turn out that way on the street, because the car ended up being a real disaster.
It wasn't a real car. Anytime you have aluminum cylinders with cast iron rings, it's not going to do well.
Correct.
So,
right?
Brock, do you have any Chevy Vega stories in your sordid automotive past?
No. A girlfriend of mine bought a 73 Chevy Vega.
Yeah.
And it was leaking as soon as they drove it out of the showroom. You know, you could follow wherever it went, like leaving breadcrumb trails, except this was left transmission trails. And that was about it. That's the only Vega story. I try to avoid those things like the plague.
Mm-hmm. I had a very good friend of mine that had I think it was a Vega Camback. It was the wagon version of it.
Yeah, he
said that car was like a little dynamo. He was the only guy I knew that had a very good Vegas story. He said he drove that car everywhere. He says it was fantastic until it rotted away.
But I actually have one too.
Out, you know. I think it was in 74. Yeah. They started using the they started sleeving the engines. But I remember the first production year, there was all aluminum sleeves.
Right.
So we got one out here. We go to the Summit Car Shows out here, and there's a guy driving a Vega, right, with a 454 in it. How he shoehorned that thing in, I'll never know.
Believe
but
it.
This thing is a beast.
Believe it.
Brock, I've seen
amazing.
Guys.
And he drives it. He drives it to the show. He's got license plates on it. It's all tubbed out. The wheelie bars on the back. The freaking engine coming out of the hood. Things incredible.
Brock, I'll go you one better. I've seen a guy that had a blown big block Chevy in a Chevette.
Oh! Okay.
Ouch.
Right? It's amazing. Well, remember back in the, I guess it was in the 90s, they were putting 350 Chevys and Volkswagen Bugs.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
I remember seeing one up at, what the hell was it? Up in Oceanside.
Yeah.
The Nathan's. When they used to have the Nathan's car shows up there, there was a guy with a Bug with a 350 in it.
They were doing that in Corvairs, too.
I got to tell you.
V8s and Corvairs.
Just got a text from Dina Parisi. They're selling from their shop in PA. Mm. A 72 Vega wagon race car with a small block and it runs nines.
Mm. Wow.
Yep.
I may have to go take a ride out to New Freedom
to get
my next project car.
You know, it's something. Hey, you know, just off topic for a minute, just give some heads up. You know, you guys got your winter time coming over there. I hear you talking about the cold weather.
It's cold.
And a lot of these guys now are going to start storing their cars for the winter.
Right.
And it's a topic that I found when I was living back east. Most guys store the cars wrong. And then when they go to crank up in the springtime, they don't start. They find problems. They find mice tracks. They find all kinds of things growing inside the car, under the car. So a couple of quick tidbits is that my favorite was, especially if you keep the car in an outside shed or a heated garage, is mice. You get the mice up in there, or squirrels. That's always been a big one.
Right.
Best thing to do, and I found it works real well, is you put mothballs. You know, little pans of mothballs under the car, and you put them inside the car, and it deters any kind of nesting, any kind of bugs, any kind of small critters getting in the car.
Yeah, but Bronk, what happens if you don't like the smell? Because it's kind of got that distinctive old lady closet smell. What if you don't like mothballs?
So, of course, the question asked is, how does Chris know what mothballs smell like?
Right. I won't ask the next question.
What was that?
Don't ask him to repeat it, please. Because he did. That's okay, Bronk. I heard you and duly noted.
I couldn't resist. That was too easy.
I know you couldn't, and I heard it coming.
Yeah, mothballs. Yeah, I know. It is an
camphor.
Old smell, that
Let's
kind
go
of
with
thing.
Camphor.
That's what you could do about it. Mm-hmm. But is it better to have chewed wires?
No, true.
Smell dissipates. You know, as soon as the springtime comes, right, you open the windows. I keep the windows cracked in the car just to alleviate the smell so it doesn't permeate into the carpeting or under the dash.
Yeah, I don't believe you there, because we've gone to car shows and we've seen some older cars, and you want to appreciate the interior, and you put your nose into the car, you put your head in the car to see the dash, and all of a sudden that smell of mothballs hits you like a smack in the face.
Cars, but the fabric, it gets into the fabric. Mm. Then put the mothballs under the car, put them in the engine compartment, and where you have the vents, and here's where they don't realize, they come in with the older cars, you have the outside vents,
right,
tape up the vents, just take some, painter's tape, blue painter's tape, and seal the vents on the inside of the car, just tape them up, because that's the main place they get into the cars, through those air vents, right, and you know, these things can crawl into the smallest, tightest places there, so if you don't like the smell, that kind of thing, just tape up the vents, and best you could do with that.
That's
just one deterrent right there.
Very cool.
Right, another thing you could do, which a friend of mine does, I think he's a little nuts, but what he does is that he takes screening, you know, fine window screening, the nylon stuff,
right,
and he wraps the bottom of the car and he duct tapes it down and uses painter's tape around the body, so there's a screen mesh all the way around the bottom of the car going from the bumpers down to the floor.
That man is insane. That's insanity.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, car guys, we're all nuts. Everybody's got their own nutty little agenda, that kind of thing. Right? So that's one thing you can do to deter that.
Wow.
And the second one I found that works real well is after I run the car, and naturally with the ethanol, you've got to use the Stabil. which is an additive.
Or stable.
Which
stable.
Is similar to, yeah, it's the blue stuff, okay? It's Startron.
Right. Right. That's right. My choice.
So, or Startron.
Or Startron, right.
Startron. Startron! Out there.
Yes.
Add that to the fuel and top off the tank, you know. But there's a thousand other little things. I'm sure you guys could discuss it.
Yes.
You know, take it in length at that point. So that does make a big difference. And Ray will be a testify to that, and you guys, I'm sure, was listening out there. The ethanol does not like rubber parts on older vehicles.
Right.
It just loves to chew away at them. So
from the inside out.
That's a definite plus right there.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, that's my tirade for today.
Well, thank you, Almighty. Well, it's good because it coincides with the break we're going to take in the next second or two.
That's what I figured was coming up. So I figured I'd grab you before. Now I could go throw up and get it out of my system from talking.
Well, enjoy your trip to the bowl, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Keep in touch.
Yes,
guys,
sir.
Have a great week. And remember, you get four wears out of your underwear, Chris. Inside out, front to back, inside, right, and forward to back.
So see you, Bronk.
I'm playing the music, Bronk.
Bye-bye.
516-572-7440 is the phone number. Kilowatt Kevin Quinn is with us.
He thought it was easy.
Along with Chris Quinn, it's Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer, and of course the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If your classic car has any wood built into it, that's right. If you have a carburetor spacer or any
does your old Bronco
yes, my old Bronco, of course, had wood spacers in it,
wood body mounts.
So
Abe Lincoln built the car.
So
aftermarket.
If your vehicle is sporting some wood, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. Got a lot more coming your way.
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call. 516-572-7440.
Tune in to Thunder Road for
the heart-stopping, fans-dropping, arm-rocking, earth-shocking, booty-shaking, love-making, Viagra-taking, history-making, legendary.
Join me, Kim Tracy, for the music of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on Thunder Road, Thursdays at 11 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC and streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Hey! Excuse me.
Motormouth Radio.
All righty. Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We are taking those calls. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. Kevin Quinn, Chris Quinn, Ray Guarino. A studio full of steaming knowledge right here for you at 516-572-7440. We're going to the phones. We're going to go to what Ray calls the fun, and we're going to say hi around with the Motor Mounts.
Hey, how you doing, boys and girls?
Hey, Mark.
What's up?
Bronk channeled Mark. I knew that was going to happen. He heard leaks and Vegas, and Mark is going to tell us the same story about that transmission again.
11 times.
11 times in one car you replaced the transmission.
Under warranty.
Oh my gosh, they must have loved you showing up.
Good old Dallas Chevrolet. Listen, the last time they did it, they had the car for like 3 weeks, waiting for parts. So I found another one that some guy put a V8 in his Vega out in Suffolk somewhere, and I bought his transmission for $100, and they were more than happy to put it in, and they basically they said when we finish rebuilding yours, I'll give it, you know, we'll call you up and you come get it. Okay, and they did. So I took this thing home after they finished with it. I took the cover off the bottom. As of course, it's an Opel transmission. That's why it blew up 1,400 times. But anyway, I took the cover off, and the mechanics, in their infinite wisdom, took wood screws and big, heavy flat washers and just threw it into the mix,
sure.
Figuring I would put it in one day, and I hit a bump or something, and that crap would go into the gears, and that'll be number 12. You know?
Hopefully after the warranty was over.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
So I went back to the dealer with the parts in this plastic container, and I put it on the counter, and I said, listen, you know, you guys rebuilt the transmission, and they added these little items to it. And he picked it up, he looked at it, and he threw it on the floor. And he goes, so now they're on the floor.
Wow.
So, yeah.
They were done with you.
Yeah, so
wow.
I mean, being 18 and real, you know, suave and sophisticated, I got in the car after a few colorful metaphors.
Yes.
And I burned rubber throughout the whole garage.
I would have drove through the showroom window.
I should have. See, had it been a different time, those boys would be seeing me in court.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the point. Yep.
Right. Wow. Holy
and
smokes.
Wherever that Vega is today, I don't know where it is, but they put a... Robert Chevrolet and Hicksville put a, was it, 73 Saginaw transmission in,
mm-hmm.
what they were using in Camaros and stuff, V8 Camaros. And if wherever that Vega is today, if it's still around, that transmission's still working.
I'll tell you, Mark, you know where it is right now? It's probably now turned into wood screws, shims,
yep.
and washers, probably.
Yeah, somebody used it as a planter. They drilled a hole in the roof if it didn't rust. And, you know, a little dirt and trees and stuff.
There you go.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes.
My brother-in-law has a Ford work truck. I don't remember what it is, F-150, 250, whatever. It's probably about, I don't know, eight years old by now.
Right.
It seems to be he's like adding a quart of oil or two every 2 or 3 weeks.
Hmm.
It's not leaking. It's not burning. It runs fine. You put your finger in the exhaust pipe. It's slightly brown. There's no slime. There's no gunk. Where is it going? Any clues?
Where is the oil going?
Yeah. Mm.
That's a condition, like you say, a car burns oil, leaks oil. That's when you say the car uses oil.
Yes. Okay, so where is it using it to?
It's being consumed. It's just that it's such a slow rate, you're not seeing that it's burning.
Yeah, it's burning it.
It's being used up. It's being consumed by the engine, by either the force of friction or for, you know, combustion.
Even if the tailpipe is clean?
That's how slight it can be. Well, you said it was a quart in how long of a time?
He said he put two quarts in 2 days ago, and I talked to him about it about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And it was okay then.
Okay.
He had just added some then.
Yeah. Joe's just told us here that it is burning it, but at slower rates and a smaller amount, the catalytic converter can clean it up, but not excessively. Then it eats up the cat. It'll kill the cat.
Mark, just out of curiosity, does it happen when the oil needs to be changed, or does it happen when the oil was just...
No, he's been adding quarts to it probably, I'm guessing, two times a month.
How many miles on that truck?
I don't know. It's probably over 100. Mm.
Well, he could always go to a high-mileage oil,
yeah, mm-hmm.
which is designed for cars that have more mileage and looser engine tolerances.
Because
mm-hmm. that.
I have found, Mark, that when I just change the oil in my Pathfinder, it doesn't use oil like we're discussing until it gets kind of old, like the 3,000-4,000 mile mark.
Oh, you mean like the 10,000 mile
oil change? Or the 10,000 mile
mark. Did. Yeah, I think that was definitely grounds for a change.
But when it's a 10,000 mile mark, then the oil gets like pissed away like you wouldn't believe.
That's because Chris won't piss away his money. He treats nickels like manhole covers.
No, I just tend to forget.
Yeah. I'm like, you've been forgetting a lot of things lately.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, when the heck did I change the oil in this thing? What? March?
Roosevelt was in office. Oh, geez.
So basically, if he uses a high mileage oil, do you feel it would last a little bit longer?
I would try it, sure.
That's one of the claims it makes, yes.
Yeah, I would definitely try it because it's a thicker oil. It has more of what Ray likes to call the emollients and things like that, all those little doohickeys that they drop in there, and it basically tends to those high-mileage engines.
From what I know about it, the viscosity rating is about the same. It may be one tick up a little heavier, or sometimes the viscosity rating is the same as what the factory calls for, but the additive package is what change. Mm-hmm. And emollients are in your palm oil of soap, not your motor oil.
So basically, he really shouldn't use a quart or two of 80, 90 high point.
No, I wouldn't do that. No. I would just go to a high mileage oil, which is recommended for cars over, I think, over 75,000. So
the high point was a joke.
No, I know. No, I would have him try that and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, you know what's going to happen that first cold day.
Has he pulled the plugs and read them, taking a look at the plugs to see if he sees any discoloration?
This I don't know.
Okay.
This I don't know.
If you can get the plugs out of there, if it's an eight-year-old F-150,
right.
and with 100,000 miles, you may pull the plug out with the threads.
Well, I'm trying to get more repair questions out of this, so I figure once he snaps the plugs off, we can tell him how to fix that.
Yeah.
Come on, Chris, this is called drumming up business. It's like, you know, the slip and fall lawyers. We carry bananas around with us. Whoa!
You know, I heard that about you guys.
I know, yeah.
we carry our bananas around.
Look, it's been working so far, so Why screw with something that works, right?
Amen, brother.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
You guys have a good day.
All right.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of us right here at Motor Mouth Radio. And wait a minute. Robbie's coming in. What, Robbie?
There's someone here who'd like to show you something.
Somebody's here like to show us something. Is it out in the parking lot?
What does she look like?
Holy smoke and mirrors! Come on in!
Parisi, everyone!
Dina Parisi is walking in the door. Thank you, Robbie.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, Dina.
No look at this.
Holy moly, what is that?
Oh, my word.
Is that a paperweight? Wait a minute. It's,
I know, it's a big old paperweight.
This thing, put it in front of the camera for crying out loud.
I am going to get
it. I didn't know where the camera was.
Right there.
Well, it moves. It moves.
Andrew's
in the car with the dog.
Yeah.
We're on our way back to Pennsylvania from my mom's. And see, he still has his tutu.
I see. You could definitely tell it's your trophy, that's for sure. It's got its little tutu on it. So tell us about it. How was the whole experience for crying out loud?
Dude, I won a championship on an 8-11 run, like complete pedal fest. It was crazy.
I love it.
It's crazy. Yeah, and the number two guy was behind me, and he didn't make it down the track, so that was really the determining factor. So,
wow. Yeah.
Nice.
What a way to win a race.
I know, yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy stuff. But we dug in all year, and, you know, I can't complain. It was good stuff.
So what happened after? Are you getting the sponsorship deals coming in?
I mean, of course, we're working on stuff. It's, you know, time will tell. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping that it'll help for 2016.
So what, like, when you went down the track... when you went down the track, I got to find out. What was in your head? Did you realize that you won or you didn't win when you made the pass?
No, I was first pair out. So it was me against Robert Patrick, who's a seasoned veteran himself.
Right.
And he, of course, you know, was played a little bit at the tree, which kind of expected him to do. That's his MO.
He played a little bit at the tree.
Yeah. You know, trying to get in my head.
Oh, so he's trying to psych you out.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Just, you know, waiting to go in, and then, you know, he just
He's going like, booga, booga, yeah. I'm not going to
beat
my girl.
It's the racist version of booga, booga, but...
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what you do. You know, you want to psych out your opponent however you can.
So. That's what fascinates me about drag racing is that there is this element of almost like a brain tug of war right at the tree.
Yeah, that sometimes people don't realize. Sure.
So like, what's he doing? Like, what do you think he's doing that's making that's
well, it's just, you know, holding back, not wanting to stage the car. Waiting, you know, it just.
What does that make you do? Does it make you get like antsy?
Well,
like,
you don't want to overreact. You want to just relax,
right?
Stage the car,
right?
And I wound up treeing him, so that was good. And then
treeing him meaning that he
I had a better light than
you
needed.
Had a better light than he did. Okay.
And he went out. He smoked the tires. My car went towards the center line. I stayed with it a little bit. Then I couldn't stay with it. I lifted.
Right.
And then Andrew never gets on the radio. And he's like, pedal it! I hear he's yelling in my ear, pedal it! And I did. And it really was only an 8-11 run. It wasn't anything, but I got the wind light. So that's what we needed.
Now, when you say pedal it, that means you don't just stomp on it.
No,
right?
you really can't do that. You can't with those cars. You kind of have to roll back into it. Mm-hmm. Which is one of my favorite things to do in those cars. It's just fun. But it wasn't going that fast, so that one wasn't so fun.
You were only doing like 180 mile an hour.
Yeah, that was about it, really. It wasn't that fast. So yeah.
Not that fast.
So, and then I had to wait for Bill Lutz, because he was the number two guy.
Right.
And he actually was racing the number three guy, Ruben Tachevelli.
Okay.
And Ruben wound up taking him out. He didn't make it off the line, really. He spun the tires and he didn't make it off the line.
Right.
So we were at top end, so we really couldn't tell, because the top end there is like a real big corner.
Mm-hmm.
We really couldn't tell until Bill got out of the car and we could see that he wasn't happy. And, Andrew looked at me. He goes, "Holy cow! I think we just won the championship."
Oh man!
Yeah,
that is crazy amazing.
Stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
What a way to win! Like you, it's so ironic. You're getting out of the car, and you don't know for that split second you're getting out of your car after that pass, and you don't know if you just
won. Yeah, because it would have just gone to we would have just gone next round.
Uh huh.
And then that would have been a determining factor who right. won next round. So. Uh-huh. You know, would have just continued on. But at that point, it kind of took the pressure off and we were done.
So that's amazing. So what's next? What happens, like, after this? It's so funny. Well, I never won a championship anything before. So
we were going to race at PDRA next week because it's at Virginia Motor Sports Park, which is kind of like our home track. I know, which is odd since we're from New York originally.
Right.
But the funds are really just not allowing us to do that. So mm-hmm. we're going to just have to... this will be it for the season, and then we're just going to work on 2016. So
you're just basking in the glow right now.
Well,
so you walk
we really
the tiara
it's, yeah,
and the
it's
staff
been
and
a lot of it's
coat.
Just it's a lot of work now. It's more work, you know, just because we really want to make sure that we're out there for 2016.
Right.
We're waiting for ITRA. They're supposed to come out with a schedule on Monday.
Okay.
So I think that's what they're saying. So.
That is amazing.
We're just waiting for that. It's a good place to race, you know. Like PDRA is eighth mile, mm-hmm. and IHRA is quarter mile, so it's nice. They're two different factions. So,
right.
And
you have to set the car up two different ways. I know that's...
The gearing will be different, yeah, mm-hmm. for either. So
did you get any calls from anybody?
I did. I mean, I got messages from the Laganas, from Bunny Burkett, who is my, she's my friend and my right. mentor. Erica Ender Stevens sent me a really nice message. My lady drivers, Annette Summer, Carol Long, Carolyn Melende. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to get so many messages from so many people. Tommy Mone, it's just like, it's crazy, all the messages that we got that congratulated us. Yeah, you know, it's nice. The first year that ProMod's back in IHRA where it started, you mm-hmm. know? And, you know, we have Quain Stott. Quain Stott is tuning for us.
Okay,
so.
Right.
He was 2006 IHRA Pro Mod champion.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother, Mitch, I think, was 2004. And, you know, Quain runs that really cool Gasser deal now. It's Southeast Gassers, which is really neat. So definitely check that out. And I think he's talking about coming on the show, too. So
that'd be great.
Yeah, so that'd be cool.
That would be awesome. We would love to see you both. I mean, it's so great to see you here in the studio.
We were on our way home, and I said, I knocked on the door. He's like, "Who is it?" And he looked at me, and I said, "Yeah, shh, don't tell him I'm here."
I see Rob is like, he's like looking in the glass. I'm like, Rob doesn't care about our show when we're on the air. Like, why is he looking in the glass trying to get my attention? I'm like, what's the matter?
Rob looks at me, he goes, "You got cannolis?" I said, "No, I came empty-handed today."
Right, no sausage and peppers? Dina, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. Okay, let's do this. Hit some buttons and do some stuff and stuff. This is Motor Mouth Radio. Kevin Quinn is here with us, Chris Quinn, Dina Parisi coming down to talk about her celebration, her championship win. Of course, Ray Guarino is probably out in the parking lot talking to Drew. So we don't know where he is. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. Get a hold of us right here on Motor Mouth Radio. We're talking.
Motor Mouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
Bill Horan presents Secrets of Success, the show designed to help listeners uncover their hidden talents to maximize success. Listen to Secrets of Success Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7:30 a.m. on 90.3 FM WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Your car not running right? Let the Motor Mouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
All righty. Got a studio full of knowledge right here at Motor Mouth Radio, 516-572-7440. Dina Parisi is here with us to show off the trophy. You can see the trophy on VaughnLive.tv/Motor Mouth Radio. Get on the computer on MotorMouthRadio.com. Check out this trophy. The only one that's sporting a tutu.
Not only that, after Andrew handed me two bags of bagels from where?
From Oh My Bagel.
In
it's
where?
A cool delivery service. He's out of Belmore, but if you look up Oh My Bagel, it's a cool delivery service for you know, businesses and that kind of thing.
Then he showed me the picture of the guys that's on the starting line wearing tutus.
Yeah, oh. No, what? yeah. Okay, all right, wait, hold.
Yeah.
Hold the phone, Ralph. This is what happened. This is what happened.
Go on.
Okay, there was a bet that didn't come to fruition.
Who was so, the bet?
Well, nobody really did. Kind of didn't come to fruition. So?
What?
After we won, I had three tutus and I handed them out. The boys had to wear tutus. I mean, Quayne was even shaking his moneymaker, and Quayne was really upset because his tutu didn't light up. His was broken. The other two tutus lit up. So
nothing worse than a broken tutu.
I know.
Especially when you shake your moneymaker.
And he was shaking his moneymaker, too. My husband, much to his dismay, had his tutu on. Yeah. Yeah,
and you even subjected poor Drew to the tutu.
We had a couple of things that weekend. You know, Clay Milliken, top fuel driver, lost his son about a month and a half ago, and in a motorcycle accident. And Dalton, and we actually had his a sticker for him on the car. He he ran Blue Thunder, which is a monster truck.
Okay,
and Andrew wore his t-shirt on the line all weekend rather than wearing his crew shirt, so it's kind of cool stuff. Yeah, kind of felt like he was...
Yeah, a little bit. He was there.
He kind of felt like he was there, yeah.
What do you have there? That's good God. Yeah. Wait a minute. I got to hold this up to the camera. Yeah. Holy smokes. Ooh. Look at this, gang. This is a force to be reckoned with. That's a dedicated bunch.
Dedicated my butt. They didn't have a cheers.
We were just talking about that out in the parking lot, and we said, you know, if you're not having fun, time to go home, right?
You're right.
And that's the thing, too, which I like that Quayne said. Quayne and his better half, Cynthia. And Cynthia, a lot of people don't realize, you know, she's definitely the woman behind the man. She's the organizational force.
Sounds good.
Behind him.
She
keeps everything together. We call him the doctor. You know, he's constantly studying graph and everything else, and he's phenomenal at what he does. You know, and throughout the season, you know, we started out, you know, the car was new, and that was... like hell on wheels.
Right, because you had teething problems.
We changed the seat three times, and
you know there was a little rumor going around that you had something to do with this trophy. Something. They said like there was a little bit you had to do
with
it.
Hold on to the steering wheel.
I know it's funny though. I mean, we really didn't run as well as we wanted to. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It was the car came around and. We had, you know, the car went into the sand at US 131.
Right.
Went a little long.
That explained the mud flaps that you have on them now.
Yeah, I went to the beach without a bikini. No bikini required. I got out of the car, though, and I look at the safety guy, and I'm like, what'd I run? And he goes, really? I go, how's Stella? Stella is the car, for those of you who do not know. Stella is the Cadillac. And I'm like, how's Stella? He goes, really? He goes, I'm your
shovel.
Boss now. Shut up.
I'm
like, okay. I got in trouble. So.
Wait a minute. That sounds like the way you run the race team.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Okay. Just checking.
I'm the boss. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
There's the tagline right there.
Yeah.
Dina Parisi Racing. I'm the boss. Shut up.
Yeah. So we made some changes after that we should have made before.
Mm-hmm.
And and
like tread on the tires.
Camera's on, Dina.
Yeah,
they can see.
They can see.
Yeah.
Good thing I did my hair.
Yes, you look smashing.
Yeah. So we changed a couple of things after that, and then my driving had to come back around. Now the car's there, and then the driver, you know, I dropped the ball in a couple of things, so that was not good.
Do you know our good friend Scotty Gosson from out in Oregon? A noted racing authority and aficionado wants to know. I sent him the picture. He wanted to know if the tutus are SFI approved.
You know, we're working on that.
Okay.
They, we might need a little extra fireproofing on there. So
right.
We're going to work on that, Scotty.
Okay.
Are they flame retardant or flame retardant?
A bit of both.
Andrew's sending messages from the parking lot.
Thank you, Andrew. Wow.
I'd like to do something in that camera, but he's probably not watching. No, I can't.
There it is. Go ahead.
Don't you have FCC rules? Yeah.
No.
Sort of.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, no. It's
okay. Camera's on.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Well, I was hoping this baby would come back. There's even a piece of asphalt on here.
Really? Is that what that is?
Well, it's faux asphalt.
Wow. Holy nice. Cow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This thing is pretty heavy.
I know. It's heavy,
yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
How was the banquet on Saturday night? How'd that work out?
It was good. And then my speech, of course, I forgot half the things I wanted to say, you know, my marketing.
You?
My marketing partner, I know, right?
Oh!
Forgot to thank my marketing partners, of course, who have been so fabulous this whole year. You know, go to DinaPariseRacing.com, check marketing partners, so you can check them all out.
So
you know how to get that in there.
So did you say?
Now, the thing that I did forget, too, is one of the reasons we're here this weekend is because my skating coach died suddenly.
Oh.
And, you know, he was the guy who helped to shape my competitiveness and my showgirlness.
Right.
And, so he died suddenly. And I went Saturday night to message him to let him know about the win because he's always been so supportive of everything.
Really?
And that was when I found out that he passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we even got Crower, who... Well,
Ray is holding up the phone.
Ray's holding up the phone with another photograph.
It looks like a picture of you receiving the trophy.
Well, this was... this was... post, yep.
Don't look.
That was the post race. They did the pictures and all that, and it was an interview with Clay. Mm-hmm. And then standing with me is Lewis Floquet from Crower. Okay. And Crower was the sponsor of the ProMod series for IHRA. Mm-hmm. And Lewis, we got him to put a tutu on also.
Yeah.
So.
Very nice.
I was going to torture anybody I could with that tutu.
I see that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So.
Glad we weren't there, huh, Ray?
Oh, yeah. You would have been in a tutu.
Although you look good in a tutu.
Well, listen, you remember what we said. You know, you're Andrew's backup boy.
Yeah.
Go-go booth. Now I can put you in go-go boots and a tutu.
Woo-hoo! I'm in.
And fishnets. Don't forget the fishnets.
Maybe it's time to switch to boats or some other form, like bowling maybe, another sport. I don't know.
You look good in those bowling shoes, that's for sure.
See what happens when you put a showgirl in drag racing?
Right. It turns to drag.
It turns to drag racing. Trying to run
Hello,
down.
Hello, RuPaul. RuPaul. Calling RuPaul.
Right.
Trying to run down that track in those high heels is a pain in the butt.
Oh, we saw a girl wipe out in her go-go boots one day.
Really?
I felt so bad for her.
What happened?
She's running and she's backing up the car in her go-go boots and she's like, boof.
Oh.
I mean, she bites it. And then the poor thing, she tries to get up. You know, it's all sticky. And she gets up again and she goes down again. I was like, oh, poor girl.
Those white pants will never come clean again.
No, she had on like a little skirt, so she was all scuffed up.
Ooh,
no jungle Pam was she.
No,
right.
No, poor thing. I kind of felt bad for her.
So what are the plans for 2016, Dean?
Well, you know what? Everything is in the works right now. I'd love to eventually get a second car again to keep my husband from driving the car from the radio. Yeah, go ahead. Text me back, Andrew, from the parking lot. Yeah, that's what he does. He drives because we're two completely different drivers.
He's only 50 feet away from me.
I know.
He'd be down here in a second.
Right. He does not scare me.
Have you seen him?
That's what he does. He literally drives the car from on the radio. Oh, he's wait, my butt just buzzed.
That's a small relief.
Ooh.
What is he saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got him, too. He's
very
both
not
of us.
Nice words to me.
He's saying, have a nice day.
Yes, he is. In so many words.
Or just hit him with a bagel. Now, they're not hard enough yet, Andrew. They're still nice and soft.
But he knows it, too. He knows he is a driver.
Yes.
He's a driver. And he's always a driver.
But now, that works toward you. I guess you're saying it can work.
No, that doesn't know.
So you're saying it definitely works against you. Because I would think it would work both ways, at least.
Well, how is it working with your husband as a crew chief?
No,
how is it working with him?
No.
No.
No, he needs to be driving. He needs to be driving.
Okay. He's getting a little frustrated. He's getting a little on edge.
There are even things that I'll tell him will happen. Well, this used to happen. I would tell him things would happen in the car, and he'd say to me, "That'll never happen."
That'll never happen.
That's never happened.
Oh, but, that has never happened before.
Yeah, and then it happened to him, and I go, "Oh, I thought that never happened."
Well, it did now.
Right.
Well, now, of course, it could happen.
It's the law of averages.
Right. So, it's hard.
But that's good. He brings, you know, but bring a driver's mentality to the crew chief. Is that his title? Is he crew? He's head crew chief.
He's my car chief.
Yeah,
and he does. He does a phenomenal job. But
he says you work very hard.
I know. Yeah,
that's you sleeping.
That was me falling asleep. Yeah.
Yes, Dina. Yeah, almost snoring. Almost snoring. Was that after the libations or?
That was on
the... Was that after the selfie stick accomplishment?
Oh, my gosh.
Or, because that was hilarious.
I found a whole... I have it on my phone. I have to post it. We were in Walmart, and they have a whole selfie stick wall. I was like, where have I been?
I know.
Been behind the wheel.
There's a video that I had no idea that selfie stick... I thought it was like a joke. I had no idea selfie sticks were real. I really didn't.
Dean, I actually showed the video to Dawn. I actually showed it to my wife. I said, just watch the video. Just watch Drew. She was.
That was the best part.
Best part was Drew's reaction.
You were smashed. Drew was hilarious.
You go, where's
he's trying to drive from the running board out of the truck.
He was leaning further and further to the door. Where can you find that video?
I think it's on YouTube. So just go to look up Dina Parisi Racing on YouTube. You can find Bella on there. There's a whole bunch of.
How is Miss Bella?
She's good. She'll be 14 this month.
Nice.
God bless. That's wonderful. Yeah. What is she going to be dressed up as for Halloween?
I don't know. She's a little not really wanting to participate.
She's becoming
days.
A cranky old lady.
She is a little old lady. She is. But she's still a fan favorite. I got to give her that.
She still has the wheelie bars in the back of her carriage?
Her stroller now has no wheels because somebody broke the wheels off Andrew Parisi. And Quain Stott, actually. I think it was both of them. I came out and it looked like I was in like a really bad neighborhood.
Nico gives you a kiss for your success.
That's our little
so
our 12-year-old.
Cute.
Oh, of course.
Hanging out in the garage. She's hanging out.
See?
He's hanging out with the tools, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I came out of the motorhome and it looked like I had left the stroller in a really bad neighborhood. Like I the only thing they didn't
was stripped.
Was put it up on cinder blocks.
Yeah.
With the dog still in it. Let's take a quick break here at Motormouth Radio with no other than Dina Parisi here in the studio. 516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of us. Kevin Quinn, Chris Quinn are here with us, as well as Ray Guarino. I'm Chris Switzer, and the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If your classic car has any wood built into it, even if it's one of those Colony Park wagons that you saw in the Quinn Martin production, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. So keep it where you got it. Got a lot more of this mess coming your way.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
This is Glenn DeMills. Join me every Tuesday and Saturday afternoon at 5 for 2 big hours of music and memories with the chairman of the board. It's Frank Sinatra on Sinatra Serenade. Each week, we'll take you on a musical journey through the career of this entertainment icon. It's all about old Blue Eyes. So listen to Sinatra Serenade on WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College.
Streaming online at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Studio full of knowledge right here, 516-572-7440. And the automotive talk show that can sport its trophy here, sitting here, not ours, but it's a trophy sitting here with a tutu on it. You can see it on VaughnLive.tv/Motormouth Radio in the flesh. And the trophy belongs to Ms. Dina Parisi, who has just celebrated a championship. And you can see her. Well, you can't see her now. She's not on the camera. But he has celebrated the championship par excellent. Showing off the showmanship.
World championship.
That's right. World championship.
IHRA Pro Mod World Championship.
Mm-hmm.
There was a junior dragster kid there from, Norway, or they traveled. so far in, from Edmonton. I mean, they were from all over. It was pretty cool to watch those kids dig in. It's cute.
Dolph in his digger?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what kind of interviews did you do since the championship? Has anybody come up to ask you some strange questions and things like that?
Well, you know, I always get, like, the female thing.
Of course.
You know?
Well,
oh,
well,
you're
I wonder why.
First, surprise.
I know, you're the first female ProMod. And you know what? It's the first year that ProMod's back, and I'm the first one to win a championship with ProMod coming back to IHRA, and I'm proud of that.
There was another girl, though, in the 23 spot. unless this guy had a real feminine name.
Yeah, no, right? she ran in Canada. That was Melanie. She ran in Canada. Yep, right. Yep, Melanie Slemmy. And she runs PDRA mainly.
Okay.
But she did run the one race in Canada because that's her home track.
Right, right.
So
what kind of questions were they asking you? Like,
well, you know, just you do. You get a lot of the female thing, which, you know, to me, I'd rather be recognized as a good driver.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's you know, I get it that I'm a chick and all. But you know,
it's good you figured that out.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Yeah,
it
took a while.
It took a while.
We do have a set of nuts in the car, nuts and bolts.
But he's out there now. Yeah. She didn't do any interviews like this. I can agree with that, Chris.
Definitely not.
No.
Definitely.
Yo, that's
did you see Dave McClelland?
Yeah.
Like,
say, hey, so tell us about the nuts that are sitting in the camera.
That's why I come here. Don't you get it? That's why we should be on the road on the way home, and I said,
no, an
make a detour.
Yes.
Make a detour.
Yeah, they'll put us on
I'm
the
sorry,
air.
And I totally commandeered their interview space here.
They didn't want to talk anyway. We're going to a car show afterwards, so.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
Right, so of course. You're like, we can get an impromptu interview. We can, right here at Motor Mouth Radio. Not a big deal. Come on down. No one's listening anyway. Don't make a deal.
No. No one's listening anyway.
But yeah, I mean, those are some of the things that I truly love. Being interviewers, like Ray and I, we always try and go with the guys that you ask three good questions and you don't look like an idiot when you're interviewing someone. And that's things that have been carrying us along for the last 10 years. But I always want to know, like, when someone who has been interviewed, someone who has been in the spotlight, when someone asks you that dumb question.
You mean like, do you do what Danica Patrick does? That one always kills me.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
What the heck? Kills me.
What does Danica Patrick do? I don't even know. But she just tries to look tough.
But just the point that if you know you're going to interview someone and you know that they're drag racing, you may want to understand that drag racing and NASCAR.
Right.
Now,
right.
we don't make lefts.
Right, no left turns.
Right, unless you're going in the sand.
Although, well, no, that's still straight.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still straight. I have made a left into the wall at MIR.
Yeah,
once,
you can make a left at a right.
Twice.
Right. It's not pretty.
Right, and it wasn't good.
No.
But they really do compare you, or they will ask you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yes.
That is a little bizarre. Mm-hmm. Just because you're women, just because. You know.
That tells me the interviewer really isn't. Is not comfortable or has done their homework or cares enough to look at the you know, the person.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it just takes 2 seconds to turn around and just look up and go, okay, who are other female drag racers?
Right.
There's a lot of them out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, hello, Erica Ender Stevens, ProMod, Pro Stock World Champion, NHRA, last year.
And it also takes 2 seconds to go to DinaParisi.com, you know, DinaParisiRacing.com, to check out your bio and who you are and what you do so you can ask appropriate questions.
Yeah, and I'm always, if you go on my social media, you know, I'm always supporting my other lady races just because us ladies are all about the ladies, you know, just because that's what we do.
We like to support
one another.
It's true, and it's great being Facebook friends with you, Dina, because usually when I see the first line of your, whatever your post is, that starts off with, okay, peeps.
Yes, and the last line is usually, carry on.
Carry on.
Carry on.
On with you. Yes. Carry on.
And sometimes I've learned that I've had to write, you know, like, ha ha, this is funny, because sometimes people don't some people did for a while weren't getting my humor.
Yeah, you did a blog piece like that just recently.
Yeah, they were.
I remember,
yeah,
and I got it. No, yeah, it was a video piece. It was a vlog piece, right? And I got it right away. I'm like, oh boy, people are not going to understand what. And then you kind of at the end, stated that, which was good.
Yeah,
but I think that's the New York attitude. You know, we had Lou Santiago from Car Fix and other TV shows on Thursday.
Right.
Bronx guy, lived in Hempstead, and he's a New York guy. That's why I wanted him, and he gets it obviously. You know, there was. I mean, he was putting us on the ropes, so it was fun. But and I asked him a question, how is it outside
of here?
No,
Ray, he was putting you on the ropes.
Well, he did.
Hey, I was agreeing with him.
He was such a wuss. You know, even my wife said, what's Chris, was he wearing pink panties that day? Because he was such a wuss. I was like, yeah, I think he was.
He was waiting all week to say that, you know.
Well, so yeah, Lou and I went out a little bit. That's fine. That's okay. It's, you know, right or wrong, that's the way it goes. But you get that. And being from here, you do that. You know, you know how to do that. And I asked him, being in North Carolina, how does it play down there? And I was hoping to get a little more of the insight as to, well, these guys don't really get it. But I guess he was being nice to his neighbors, you know. Because I know across the country it doesn't fly the same.
Yeah. No, well, we live in Pennsylvania now, and the town is a little smaller. So I think it's a little getting used to.
You starting to,
us. To
blend in at all?
No, we don't blend.
Dina, who's Squeezy?
Oh, Squeezy. That's our friend. Yes, that's our friend William. We call him Squeezy.
Yes.
He works for John Montecalvo Racing.
Yeah.
And this was when we were trying to get me comfortably fitted in Stella, and I sat in John's car and I was like, "Wow, this car is really comfortable." And he was making a mention, that's the picture, he was making a mention about something, and he was talking about the seatbelts, and he went like this, and somebody took the picture, and it looked like he was squeezing my boob. we've been calling him Squeezy.
You can go to Italy, and you can stand like this, and it looks like you're holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa, too, because it's called perspective,
right.
So
yeah,
that's cool.
So yeah, and everybody calls him Squeezy now.
Wow.
Don't you love when you have the power to do that?
Good thing it was kind of innocuous. It wasn't really, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe he's a nitrous guy, you know, or he likes a blower guy. Likes a little more of a squeeze.
Don't you love when you have the actual power to affix a nickname to somebody?
We give everybody nicknames. Yeah. We have Sir Choms. We have a guy we call him Pepsi because he has the big holes in his ears. Remember the Pepsi commercial with the water stuff coming out?
Right.
Yeah. So he's Pepsi. Yeah, everybody has a...
Pepsi Pete.
Yeah.
So it's all of these little kernels of knowledge to kind of get into the world of Dina Parisi. We love it.
Knowledge? Okay. I'll take it.
See, now who else? What other interview is going to ask these kind of questions and get this sort of response, these responses? Not many.
You know what? If anybody spent... We just had a friend of ours that just wanted to come to the race.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure he'll come back because nobody really realizes how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, just Andrew, like I said, he kills himself. He's a one-man band. He's tearing that car down in the shop by himself. We load everything up. He does all the driving, you know, however many hours it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before the finals, we both had the flu. First him and then me. We traded off having the flu. That was fun.
That's a
and
joy.
Then, you know, all of the work that goes into it, people don't really realize.
So Andrew does all the long-haul driving. You do the short stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you give nicknames for everybody. Do you have nicknames for us yet?
Yeah. I don't know how to think about that.
Right. I think if she did, you would know it. What I want to know is the food, the menu going to kick up for next season now being a world champion at all?
Mm.
Not that it could get much better, mind you.
You know, it's so funny because in the beginning of the year, I said, oh, you know, when I win, it's going to be like, winner, winner, I don't have to cook dinner.
Yeah.
I still had to cook freaking dinner.
You got to go to a banquet, though, so that was, you know.
You got one meal you didn't have to cook at the banquet.
Yeah. Although Andrew did cook the sausage and peppers, but I had to make the meal that night.
Okay.
After winning the championship, Andrew Parisi.
Man's got to eat.
Exactly. Come on, he's a one-man band at all. You know, that
text message should be ringing any second now.
Well, you better work fast.
Your butt will be buzzing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that butt better buzz because we got about another 2 minutes left in this program. So where can we find Dean Parisi? Dean Parisi Racing.
And there goes the butt. DinaParisiRacing.com. So it's Dina with an I, Parisi with an E, because we dare to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can catch all our social media right off of there.
I think Andrew was referring to the biker t-shirt I used to have that says suck, squeeze, bang, blow, which is, of course, the fork stroke
right.
strokes of an engine. I think that's what he was referring to,
yeah,
Dina, really.
Maybe.
Well, maybe not.
Is he all in one text?
No, his was a little more abbreviated, but
listen, he didn't want to come into the studio, so, you know. That's the risk you take.
Obviously, you have an open door policy here. Whenever you want to come in, you know it's always open for you.
He says, "Hell no, I don't want to come in."
<They're> crazy.
Well, Dina, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for sorry I commandeered your afternoon.
Problem. Not a problem at all.
Thank you guys for all your support. That's why we definitely wanted to stop by and say hello on our way back to. Cowtown.
Well, of course, we like to hang out with winners, and you and Drew are winners and champions always. And I know that sounds corny, but it's the truth.
Thank you.
Hey, we liked hanging out with you before you did anything.
Yeah, see?
Right. Yeah, that's for sure. So,
we met Andrew's wrestling coach last night, and he said to Andrew, "You never won a championship." It was the best thing ever. It was hilarious.
Ooh. Yeah, for you.
You sure that car's going to be in the parking lot?
Yeah.
With you?
Maybe coming to Forest Park with us.
Yeah, that's for sure. For Ray Guarino, Chris Quinn, Kilowatt Kevin Quinn, and of course, the champion, Miss Dina Parisi, and her trophy with the tutu. I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio, and always the best advice we can give is don't follow us home. See ya.
Bye.